Yes, guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We're here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. How's life, mate?
It's been all right, you know. It's been good. It's been good. It's been decent since the last time we spoke. Did you end up doing anything Valentine's Day, like on the actual
did
day?
Did I fuck? Yeah. Did I fuck? No. What did I actually do Valentine's Day? I can't even remember what I had for dinner last night, let alone what I did on fucking February the 14th. When was that? That was 2 days ago.
2 days ago.
Filming this on the 16th. Oh, yeah. His song isn't... Well, by the time you're watching this, will it be out by the time you're watching?
No.
Fucking hell. How long are you delaying it by?
Well, do you know what? I was going to put it out... It would have been out by
today,
the time you're watching it.
Today, on the 16th.
I was going to put it out on this day that we're filming this, but Philly dropped a vape, didn't it? I forgot.
Oh, yeah, you done it. You want all the support
to
be with
you,
innit?
It yeah. don't make sense. Come on, who's listening to Mike Ramon when Philly and H? Yeah, big up you.
Me.
One viewer.
Got back me, boy. Do you know what I mean? When are you going to drop it then?
I was going to do it next week, but obviously Match for Hope is there. Everyone's in Qatar.
Oh, my God. You're delaying it, innit?
So then the week after that, it's probably
so
like the
it's coming option. Out at some point.
It will come out. It will come out after the Match for Hope.
It's worth waiting, though. I can't lie.
It's good, man.
It's worth waiting because it's a tune.
It's worth all the hype it can get. Genuinely, obviously, I want to run around. In the meantime, get some content. That's why I want to go Qatar. To be fair,
yeah, Qatar's gonna be sick
because that means I'll be able to.
You should try a pattern, bruv.
Get everyone in one place.
Yeah, but I'm going on Monday. Can't wait, bruv. Playing with some. Big footballers.
Big
I can't name them in it because they haven't been dropped yet. But I'm serious.
Nah, a couple got dropped now.
Did
you talking about Eden Hazard got dropped yesterday?
Did he? Yeah, Hazard.
He got confirmed yesterday.
That's on my team.
You know what I mean?
Big Hazard.
Antonio Conte got released as a.
Did Drogba get dropped? He did, innit?
I think so.
Is he either Drogba or Hazard? If he hasn't been dropped,
Hazard got dropped with someone else.
Yeah, so but I'm saying Chunks got that the text on a promo thing of like choose Hazard or Drogba, innit?
Oh yeah, yeah. So Hazard and Drogba. Yeah,
Drogba's a Chelsea.
No, so is Hazard though, really and truly.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah, they're both are. No, I'm joking.
But Hazard's my favourite player in the world.
Drogba's a player though. Bro.
Player. No, he's my favourite player. Yeah. Oh, they're joint, I can't lie.
Yeah.
Because Drogba gave me some good memories.
Hazard's probably going to be the best, I reckon, out of all the players that have been dropped.
Yeah,
there's some serious legends.
There's some balls
playing. No, you can't say that. Bleep that. You can't say that.
You can't say that
either. Ain't out yet.
That's a serious.
Oh, to be fair, it's going to come out Wednesday, so I'm sure the lineup will be out.
All right, well, if it's out, yeah,
these are names I've been told anyway.
Yeah, serious
some
ballers.
Serious ballers.
I'm actually going to get buzzing. FOMO.
Little me on the wing, up and down the
what
wing.
What'd you get? What position did you get?
I said I'm playing wing. Chunks was like, you're there then.
Yeah.
Come on.
So you're zipping down the wing.
We got Hazard on the right or left. I'm on the opposite one. Ping me that.
Nah, crazy. You know
I'm going to score. I know I'm going to score.
Wait a minute. Do you know what? I'm actually getting FOMO.
I have to score. There's like, bruv, I can't wait, bruv. It's going to be a week in the sun. I'm not even drinking at the minute. I'm doing 2 months sober. I haven't even concaved yet. I ain't even had a packet of crisps since I've been back.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm looking well. I'm in fighting shape. It was 86 kilos and I'm 80.
Are you looking for a fight though?
I actually am.
Yeah.
And a jump in a boxing ring.
Yeah. Johnny in the ring would be a good one.
It's been too much long waiting, isn't it? Like, I've been getting asked to get in it since Kenny did.
Yeah, I know. But do you know what the good thing is about it? Like, it seems like, it's like took a dive, but it hasn't. It just needs some fresh faces.
Yeah.
And there are some fresh faces coming in.
Yeah.
From what I've heard, innit? There's some fresh faces coming. You'll be one of them, innit?
Do you know what it is with me? I'm just stupid, yeah? Because like about 2 years ago when it started, my mental health was a lot worse than what it is now.
Yeah.
I've worked in it a lot and in different ways. Don't want to go into it too much because it's personal, innit? But like, yeah, it's a lot better than what it was before. And back then, I didn't want to jump in the ring, even though I thought, like, I had people around me telling me, bruv, like, you can have a row. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, you're not a boxer, but, like, bruv, you smash up half of these people.
Yeah, you can smash up.
Not to blow my own trumpet, but, like, do you know what I mean? And I had to throw a punch.
Johnny got hands still.
Not to throw a punch. And everyone was saying to me, get into it. And I was just, my anxiety and the thoughts in my head would tell me, imagine if you lose, though. Imagine if you lose.
You get laid out, you're thinking, oh, yeah,
by some, like, just.
Don't matter.
Right. Oh, no.
It don't actually matter.
No, I know it don't now.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't lose. But before I like worked on my head and that, I couldn't have this mindset of, I'm not going to lose. I was speaking to Sharky and he said something which was really actually kind of click something in my head, yeah? It was, he was talking about how him and Coutinho were about to take a penalty. This might be vaguely wrong, but it's what I remember. Like, so if I don't get the details exactly right, apologies. But it was something along the lines of, they got playing for a charity match, yeah, like last year or something. And they was talking about how they want to score a goal, blah, 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 whatever. Gets the end of the game. I think it went to penalties. They all got asked, who wants to take a pen? Sharky said, yeah. Datino said, no. Sharky said, bro, why did you say no? You want to like score a goal? Like, do you not want to blah, blah, blah? He was like, yeah, but what if I miss though? Miss in front of all them people? Fuck that. And Sharky was like, it's mad because the way my mindset's so positive, I didn't even think about missing. I thought, imagine when I score.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna be. That's it.
That's what my mindset used to be like.
Yeah.
Like, oh, imagine if I lose. Imagine, bro, you shouldn't think like that.
Yeah.
If you think about losing, you've already lost.
You already lost, bro.
Like I've now with the way my mindset is now, yeah, everything's mindset. The way my mindset is now, I'm being healthy, clean, I'm sleeping well, I'm in the gym, like I haven't had a drink, I ain't doing nothing like that. Like, bruv, I can already vision myself winning that fight.
Yeah. Half the battle was mental, wasn't it?
Mum's life.
Half the battle was mental.
I smashed someone's face in, man. Mum's life.
Yeah, she would, though. That's the worst thing. Right. Like, everyone said that from time. Everyone said, oh, Johnny would.
If I don't, then I'd be, I don't know, yeah.
You would smash off a...
Nah, but then even if you look at it like this, I'm not saying I'd lose, but even look at it like this, yeah. Kenny's a sick boxer and he's had losses.
Yeah.
You've got to have some losses.
Yeah.
There's always going to be someone better than you, but... Yeah. Till that day comes, I'm going to say I'm undefeated.
No, listen, you're actually undefeated, but yeah.
I'm undefeated because I don't know if
I... I want you to get in there badly, though.
I'm going.
It was a surreal moment when Kenny's first fight, even though it got overturned and whatever not, we don't talk about that. The thing that you can't take away is that feeling as well.
Yeah.
The feeling when we was there for the first time, remember yeah. Wembley Arena? Yeah. And he was up against Temper. Oh my, I've got a video on my phone and I'll watch it.
We all ran in the ring, didn't we?
I didn't go in there.
Oh, you didn't?
I started crying.
Did you? That's a good mate right there.
No, I got emotional, like a little, like, my eyes rolled off a bit because I was like, I literally have a video of it, and like you can hear in the video when I'm screaming, I'm a little bit like
yeah lump
like,
in the throat,
lump in the throat kind of thing. And I was like, oh, I don't think I wouldn't say I cried. I didn't cry. I just welled up.
Proud
like,
moment.
I was mad proud because I was like, at that time, you have to remember at that time when Kenny first started boxing,
I was.
He was pants. I got a video of him.
He was shit. He couldn't even throw a punch. He was like that.
It's literally slapping. But then, obviously, see him now.
Yeah,
ridiculous.
Yeah,
he put the work
sick
in.
Now, sick
but he was in.
That's his bread and
he
butter.
He was living.
Now.
He was living not where he's living now. And I was living with him for a little bit for that first period. I was like picking him up from the station, making his meals and that sometimes to make it easier for him or whatever not, yeah. So when he was first starting, I was there.
Yeah.
So when I saw him in that ring, I was like, oh my God, you look different.
Mm.
You box different.
Mm.
Like you've got to come away from it. You've come a long way. Remember, he was against someone that's had like 7 years MMA training, was in shape anyway.
So you got to remember, every fight he's took has been a good opponent.
Every fight he's took has been good.
Yeah.
Good. People have been good. So yeah, they threw him in the deep end and he's come out on top really and truly. So I was 100% proud. So the same will go for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
It'll be good. Get in there, smash someone's fucking face.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm training in a minute, boxing training, but I ain't doing like he does. I think once I get a fight date, then it will click in my mind like, cool, now this is
I've
your focus.
Yeah.
But right now I'm just doing like little like once a
week. You
wanna
get warm.
You know what I mean?
Get warm,
Kenny's six
fit.
Times a week.
Yeah.
Right now, I've got too many other things. I don't want to become just a YouTube boxer.
No, of course.
I don't want to do that.
But you know that, yeah.
I've got too many other things. I run a business. I got my YouTube. I do music, et cetera, et cetera. Got
it's like once, on you the know, it's true. Once you've got like an objective, so you know like, oh, I don't know, you're fighting on this day. You're going to be like, all right, cool.
Then you can lock in. Then it means training 3-4 times a week. Yeah. Da, 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 you know
probably
what I mean?
More after a little while, ramp up.
Yeah.
Got to ramp it up.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
It was like a little 2 months and then we have a break. I don't want to be a boxer, bruv.
Nah, I hear it.
But I do want to jump in the ring and have a fight.
Yeah, and win.
Yeah, no, I'll win. Yeah, 100%.
We'll win.
100%.
Yeah, so that's what our little... That's what our
just footwork. My footwork's just shit. And that's for our punch, but my footwork's just a bit of shit.
I watch it sometimes and I think, fucking hell, forget. I went... Oh, no, never mind. I can't talk about that. But I went in the boxing ring for a little bit a few weeks ago.
Oh, did you?
When I was filming something. And,
For your...
Oh, my God. Like, when I... That's when
did
I...
You have a, did you have a fake spar? Like a spa?
Yeah, I had a spa. A proper spa. Can he bang me in the face?
Well, that's how it works. It's boxing, isn't it?
No, but obviously what it was is that it was meant to be light, isn't it? But what had happened was, so I was sparring Kenny and I accidentally got through to him still.
Yeah.
I got through to him. I think a punch went through the gloves or something, whatever not. And he reflexed and hit me with a He was like, oh, sorry. It was like instinct, didn't it?
Yeah.
I literally ran away and I thought, bear in mind, I feel like he hit me 10% or 20% of what he can actually hit me with.
It's like when I fought Conor Ben, bruv. Rocks hit me like 40% and it fucking hurts.
It hurts, bro.
Yeah.
It hurts.
But you got to remember, when you're in a boxing ring, like when I train with this geezer that I'm training with now, he's good. He's fucking good. I've only been doing it like with him maybe like a month since I've been back. And he's good. He knows his stuff, innit? I can tell he probably knows his stuff. And like, you got to pass that mental thing of like, you don't hurt each other. Cause he's saying to me, when I'm hitting the pads and that or whatever, or he's putting his guard up, he's saying, jab, like aim for my face. And I said, yeah, but what if I hit you? He said, so what? It's part of the game. We're boxing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? If you hit me in the face, you hit me in the face. Whereas like, usually you think, oh, I'm going soft now. But nah, like you're in there to get punched in the face.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Part of the game.
It don't really hurt with the gloves on, to be fair.
Well, I think, 16 ounces it though, they're pillows. But say for example, when you're in the...
That hurts more.
When you're in the ring though, with 10 ounce gloves, that shit hurts. I don't
care.
Yeah,
10 ounce. it stings. Depends when you get hit, it stings, innit?
It stings,
yeah.
So that,
about them BKB fighters, the bare knuckle.
No.
Fucking hard cunts, bro.
They're serious.
Yeah, they're serious.
Made out of stone. Word. Seriously, I'm thinking, your hands hurt and your face hurts.
Word.
Everything hurts.
Yeah, their knuckles would be done, bruv.
You're throwing punches. These hurt, bro. You throw a punch bare knuckle, it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever had a punch up before, but if you hit someone properly in like a, I don't know, a stiff bit of the face, your hand hurts.
Bro. My cousin broke his hand twice, two fights.
You see what I mean? That shit hurts, bro.
Yeah.
When you ain't got that hand on your hands, it hurts.
It's because he's a big geezer, yeah, but he's got skinny forearms. So when he hit someone, he broke his hand twice. Once, and then the next year, done the same thing again. Hit someone, broke his hand. He's like, bro, I've got to stop having fights with people.
Basically, guys, just don't fight, innit?
Yeah.
Unless it's boxing. Unless it's boxing.
Unless it's a spar.
Unless you're sparring, whatever not. But yeah. On the way, on a new topic there, because I've got to talk about this because I need to get off my chest.
Oh, on the way here?
On the way here.
Music, bruv. We were just talking about, you know when you go for a stage, yeah? When you don't really know what music to listen to because everything sounds the same.
It sounds
the
same.
And like, you've got to play the same tunes in your playlist. No one's really dropping tunes in a minute. I started playing 2016 bangers, UK rap bangers. Honestly, there were some serious ones in there.
Some serious
ones. Bad bitch about me. She fucks good and gets brain. Designer.
Honestly.
That's a tune.
It took me back. I started feeling a bit sad.
That's when we met.
Yeah, it is when we met.
2016.
And I felt like...
Bare tunes there.
I felt like, fucking hell. Life was 10 times better, you know? That was mad fun.
I think it was just... That was the perfect amount of social media.
Yeah, that's what it was.
People upload pictures on Insta like this.
Going like this. with bare filters,
like a boulder, yeah. Everything.
People used to look, oh, it was great. I can't lie, yeah. It was good.
But then I argued with you, like, was it great because that was like that? Or was it because I was 18, you was 19? Like, and it was his first time going out, proper.
It weren't. I say it's not that. Reason being is because, and you agreed with me, because I was like, look, I speak to my parents, yeah? And you've probably spoken to yours, innit? Yeah, I know you've spoken to yours. And said, like, is it the same as it was? As it is now.
No,
and they're like, absolutely not. Like, no. You lot are going through the worst.
Our generation's
going through the worst part of it.
It's ever since 2020.
Yeah.
I can't lie. Yeah. It took
a downhill turn.
Everyone went all fucking weird. And
I know it's like, it's the norm now, isn't it? So we don't actually think about it because we crack on, get on your phone, do this, do that, whatever not. But when you think about it, a few years ago, you weren't like that.
Think about a day in 2018.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Love Island was slapping.
Love Island, going, listen.
World Cup.
Oh, mate.
Sunny.
And I was going out for the World Cup, yeah? Out in public. Going to, I don't know, either a lounge somewhere or going link up with my brothers, whatever, and we're watching it in big groups or whatever. It's different.
You can make jokes.
Now I see the whole thing on Instagram.
Word.
I can see the whole map.
No, everyone has to show that everyone they are watching the World Cup.
Instead of just bunching up together.
But this generation is a point where you see something banging, say you're on holiday or something, you don't think, oh my God, the first thing is,
let me
show everyone else.
Yeah, it's a bit different still. It's mad different. And yeah.
Even I fall habit to that sometimes. It's jarring.
We all do, bro. We fell into it. But what, like, it's nothing to do with the fact that, I don't know, we were just starting to go out then and what, it's new, it's fresh. Nah, bro. Like, I spoke to my parents, like, this is the worst. Like, this is the worst they've ever seen it.
Mm.
It's the worst. And it's all those little things. It's that social media. It's the fact that everything's so, like that now.
Even, bro, I can't, like, even vaping, bro.
It's all of it.
Cigarettes were doing that, and then tobacco companies have just made it like.
Yeah, it's just a new thing, and then there's 12-year-olds going in the shop saying, "Can I have a Lost Mary, please?"
And they try to say it's not for kids. And you see them water bottle vapes, yeah, bruv.
And they string it to them. It's like, yeah, cool. But then they put the ban on it now. I don't know how well that's going to go down. It's not going to make a difference.
Yeah, I mean, no fucking difference, bruv.
When you ban something, all you do is just send it underground. It's just they just got to get it. The government
want the dough for it.
They want the bread.
They want the bread for it, bruv. So, that's why cigarettes aren't banned.
Yeah.
Illegal. Because like, they actually do so much damage, but because it's long-term damage and it don't happen overnight, like you're not going to fucking...
You're going to keel over after you take a puff.
Yeah, you're not going to take a puff and then just eat it. You know what I mean? But it is fucked though.
It's a business, man.
Yeah.
It's a business.
I never buy vapes, innit? But like, I am definitely accustomed. And last year I weren't. Last year I was not. I'm getting worse. Like, that is the only thing I will ponce on a night out is a vape. Anything else I'll pay for. I think that's the only thing I ponce in my life. Someone smoking a vape next to me and I've had a drink or whatever. Even nowadays, I can't lie, even when I'm sober, and I hate the fact that I do it. Because I remember last year I put a story up on my Insta saying, if you vape and you didn't smoke before, you're a dickhead. I am a dickhead now. I'm a dickhead. I'm a waste man. Mum's life. If it's not in my eye line, I won't think, I want to go shop and buy a vape. Never.
But if someone's there,
someone next to me smoking a vape, I think, oh, let me have a couple of toasts on that. It's jarring, bro.
Do you reckon it's something they put in it?
Yeah, nicotine.
Yeah, obviously there's that, but I just think the addictiveness of it is more than cigarettes.
No, it's because you can smoke it inside. If you want to snout,
it's the convenience of it.
If you want to snout, you've got to go outside to smoke that. I've never smoked a blend in my life.
It's the convenience of just going,
I'm a waste, man. I need to stop. Like, I've stopped all this other stuff. I stopped drinking, stopped everything else.
Same, I stopped yakking. I need to.
You was having a beer the other day, bruv, two days ago.
Yeah, but then that's that. Remember what I used to be like?
Yeah, no, true.
Think about, guys, I can't lie. I was terrible on a drink.
Yeah, he was.
Why am I going into it like that? But yeah, I was. I would have a drink whenever.
Yeah.
Whenever.
My old man likes a drink.
But now, I can't lie, it's rare. Like, well, I had a beer the other day when I was with you.
Yeah, it's only a beer as well, isn't it?
Where was I?
Joe was filming his music video.
Oh, yeah. I had a beer.
Or two, three, four, five.
Nah, like two.
Two beers, yeah, that's calm. What's two beers, bro?
Yeah, no. But then since then, what was the last time was when I was in Dubai and then before that in Milan.
You know when beer slaps? I can't lie, bruv.
See, if
you're on holiday,
yeah.
Bruv, you see when you're on holiday and you ain't eat, you know sometimes one pint can have you feeling a bit, ooh.
Yeah.
Mum's it can. It can actually think, oh, I'm a bit pissed off one pint. You feel warm around the ears and that, bruv. You start feeling jolly.
It's a bit
that,
heated
bruv.
And that. Like, word.
Pucker, the sun's on your face.
I feel like holiday.
Sitting there.
Holiday, I'm talking served ice cold. I want to see that fucking water going down the
San Miguel in a frozen glass.
Drink that. Sitting there, trust me.
What's your go-to beer if you're on holiday?
San Miguel,
yeah.
San Miguel, yeah.
Well, I don't mind a San Miguel, but I think San Miguel's, I like an Estrella.
And what's that new one that you
beer Moretti? Oh, the new one, Chang. That's a Thai beer.
Is it nice?
It's unbelievable.
You said it's the best thing.
Actually, I'm telling a lie, bruv. Corona in England, like...
Corona's lovely.
I drink Corona, a little lime. Nice. I go for about 10 of them. I get a crate to myself, bruv. I'm down, I sit there. But I remember when I was like fucking 16, 17, used to go to Richmond and go on Richmond Green or Common or by the Riverside, yeah? We used to go in Tesco. We used to get someone to buy us fucking
a crate of Corona.
Yeah, and then just sit down the green, necking them, bruv.
Yeah, in the sun. Serious.
Yeah, that's what I was on.
No, but that's part of it. Look at that.
Yeah.
You would never do that now.
Obviously not, I'm a grown man.
No, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Actually, no, I would do that.
That's what I'm trying to say. I would do that.
Yeah, no, I would.
But you get what I'm trying to say?
I'll sit by the riverside.
You wouldn't because no one else does.
No, but they do that. Go to the riverside and have a little Corona.
I'll do that now. I think that's nice.
I'll do that now. I've done that. As of this age.
I'm just saying it's less frequent though. It is definitely less frequent.
I don't know, we're not 16 anymore.
I know, but the thing is, this is what I'm trying to say. I think that you're tapping into it now, bruv. I'm saying people our age should be doing that anyway, but we're not.
Why should we though? People do.
No, people do, but they're not as frequent, bro. It's not as often anymore because people are too fucking connected on their phones to even think,
let me go have a little beer, sit down.
It don't happen as often anymore,
yeah.
But it should. It does. It always did until our generation where it's like,
swear down, it did.
It did, bro.
Yeah.
Did you get it? We should be going outside more.
Mum's life. To be fair, I'm always outside. I can't lie.
No, I hear it. I hear it. But that's good that you keep that.
A lot of people ain't.
A lot of people ain't.
Yeah.
I'm included in that.
You're not out a lot?
Not nowadays.
Bruv, I'm outside.
Sit in my studio and make music till I fall asleep.
Bruv.
Yeah, I know you.
Mum's life, bruv. I spunk a lot of dough, bruv. Not even on the weekends. Like, even, bruv, sometimes my mum will be like, you having dinner? I'd be like, oh, no. Even though I know for well, I'm not going to. I'll text my chat or like my pal. Anyone that lives closest to me, like, you want to get food? Why am I spending like £15 on food when I got dinner there?
You got dinner at home?
Just because I want to go out. I just don't want to sit in my house.
I hear it.
Like, I need to go out. I need to go out at least once a day, bruv. Well, I go gym, but like I need to go out in the evening. I don't know what it is, bruv. It's jarring.
You want to sit at home?
Just to go buck someone, bruv.
No, I hear it. It's good. I wish I lived closer to you. I would have done that as
well.
Yeah,
bro. It's easy, bruv.
Because I'm like kind of.
I've got
to
hit A40 in that for you. It's all long, bruv.
I'm kind of like, who's the closest person to me?
You're like 20 minutes from me.
Yeah.
That's without traffic.
That's without traffic.
The other day when I come home from yours, I glided home about 18 minutes. Yeah,
you get there quick. But then when there's traffic, I can't lie, that turns into 40.
40, easy. The A40 is, mate.
It's horrible.
That's a jank old road, bruv.
I think the closest person to me now is, it's split. On one end, it's Chunks, and on the other end, is Kenny. That's like, I'm in the middle of both of them.
Kenny's closer to you, I think.
I think Kenny's a bit closer to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's the same.
It's about the same. Yeah. It's genuinely about the same, just in either direction. So like, and then Chunks is 24/7. Yeah. But to be fair, it's good with him because he's like, in the evening time, he can wind down. It's painful.
Yeah.
Kenny, go sleep early. Streams, go sleep.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Streams with his shades on.
Streams with his shades on, go sleep. And then, you just start streaming.
But I can't in a minute, bruv.
Yeah, because the
Wi-Fi, bro. I told you, I put down an offer on a gaff. She's waiting for this mortgage broker to sort my shit out. I'm just trying to sort my tax returns out and all that shit. I spoke about it in the last episode.
Grown man stuff.
Oh, it's long. Limited company and all that shit. It's all long, bruv. But I'm trying to move out, though, because then when I'm there, the Wi-Fi be sick. But if I must have said this, I can't remember if I did. I belled up fucking because my Wi-Fi in my house is appalling.
Pony. Yeah.
Even when I fucking plug in an Ethernet cable, it is appalling. Yeah.
How?
I don't know. Maybe it's oversaturated in the area.
It's the area.
I rang Virgin Media up and I was like, can I upgrade the Wi-Fi? And it was like, you've already got the best one for your area. I thought, that's the best.
And you know what? Johnny's shit. Wi-Fi is cack.
It's so
bad. You
know,
sometimes I'll FaceTime him and it's just like,
I have to put the 5G on.
Yeah, for like, genuinely, if he's on his Wi-Fi, it's gone.
Shit. That's it. It's jarring, bruv. So I'm going to wait till I move out to start streaming.
Yeah, I can't lie, it'd be proper good. I've started a little while ago. It's actually quite
sick. Yeah, you love it. And yeah, I enjoyed that stream the other day.
Yeah, we've done a stream at mine the other day. Yeah. It's quite fun.
Yeah, it was good.
Quite fun. Get
some answering questions. I don't know what games I'd play, but I think it's just like the real life stuff where you just
stopped playing games on it now.
Just talk shit.
Just IRL stuff. Yeah. And that's why it's good to have people over. Because then you can get stuff going.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
What I mean?
That's what Kai Sinatra does, isn't it?
The other day I made a song on it.
Sick.
So I made a song on stream.
Oh yeah, Joe's what the feature. Oh, you made the whole song.
Yeah. I've done a little verse on his, and I've done a couple on there. Yeah, but it's more fun, man.
Mm.
But then even that's kind of going against the 2016 rules.
Yeah, word. But we're not in 2016.
Just want to go out, bro.
We're in 2024, bro.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking hell.
I know.
I've got a good feeling about this year, though. I can't lie. I'd be so real. This is the most motivated. I keep saying it, and it's probably getting boring, but like, you know me, usually I'm such a down person. Coming to an end. Like, bruv, I've got so many things going on behind closed doors that it's just motivating me and I just...
Yeah, you're locked in, I can't lie.
I'm locked the fuck in. I've left all my group chats.
You just want to lock in, focus.
Mum's up, I left all my group chats. Yeah. My mate's calling me weird and that. I'm like, bruv, I can't now, I'm focusing, like, I'm on my shit.
It's not weird.
Bruv, you take 6 months out, obviously I still have to do the stuff on camera because this is my bread and butter, but like, I'm working on stuff behind the scenes and I'm working on bettering myself. I'm in the gym, like I said, I'm eating clean. Like, yeah, man, I'm focused. I'm going to bed at like 10:30.
That's good.
I'm focused, bruv.
It's good. What time do you wake up?
8. Oh, yeah, it's not early, early, but like, I don't need to be up
early.
Yeah,
you don't need to be up there early. But that's
8
good.
8 straight in the gym.
That's good.
Yeah, sauna, spa, come out, get to work.
That's good. Trust me, that shit helps, man. So you have like a poor...
25, you've got to build foundations for your future, bruv.
When you have like poor... You know, lifestyle choices. Oh, shit. Well, all your mates calling you weird for leaving the chat.
No, it weren't like that. They're not kids, innit?
No, I hear what you mean.
But they're winding me up like, oh, he's gone weird. He went Thailand and went weird. I went Thailand and went good weird.
You actually did still. You come back
motivated.
When the first phone call I had with Johnny, when he come back, he's like, oh, bro, I can't wait to tell you that. I'm bare motivated, this, that, right. And I was like, oh, it actually helped.
Because it made me realize this country's a fucking shithole. The reason I'm motivated is because I want to leave this country. That's why.
That's really get out.
That's why. That's actually why. Now I have to get away from this country. So it's like, how can I? Obviously, I'm in a very good position, very blessed and very lucky to have been put where I am. And I mean, I've worked hard for where I am, but it's not enough. I want to be fucking cams down my head.
Yeah,
I want to be clear.
Yeah.
And like, you just need to do more than one income for that. And
you need to have a couple of things going.
So yeah, I'm doing a lot of other stuff. Well, one other thing in particular, but I don't even want to talk about it because it's just fucking,
Wait, you know what I mean?
Till I've mastered it, innit?
Yeah. Johnny's got some stuff going, man. Trust me.
Yeah.
Johnny will be good. But
trying to go clear this year. 2024, so good feeling. You know what it is as well? You know what I noticed, yeah? If you look back, maybe this is just my OCD, yeah? But all the even numbers of years, the summer's always pucker. And look numbers. No, mum's life is actually a fact. Yeah, this summer will be, I guarantee, will be so hot. From May to September, Yeah, 2023.
I need that. Look, you better get
2023, shit weather. 2022,
good weather. Yeah.
2021, shit weather. 2020, how hot
how did
was
you
that?
Get, how did you figure
2020,
that?
February was hot, bro. Yeah, look cooking, bro. I got snaps from February, cooking. 2020, inside, everyone's baking. 2019, I remember shit weather because I was in hideout, come home, raining and that. It was July, shit weather. 2018, what a summer.
Good
2017,
summer.
I don't really remember, but 2016
best
was fucking up.
Ever.
So it's
best
the even numbers, bro.
Yeah, nah, no cap.
But going the way the world is at the minute, probably won't be. I mean, everything's different now.
Everything's different.
But hey. Even numbers, but I'm telling you, bro, this year's going to be hot, bro.
So do you reckon they're playing with us?
I'm telling you, now. But they're controlling the weather, bro.
Genuine. Nah, 2020, it was actually hot in February.
Bro, all the even numbers have been
when
hot.
When it was COVID, it was cooking.
It was cooking, nah, genuinely, bro.
It was We're cooking for 34s.
I was not no humble 25s. Nah, it was hot.
Bro, I was fuming because we was all in lockdown.
I was going out. I was going on bike rides and that.
I was doing that. Don't get me wrong. I was going outside, but I was thinking, oh my God, it is fucking hot. Mm. And it was hot for months, bro. Yeah. It was hot for months during lockdown.
I become one with nature in lockdown. I can't remember. Mum's out, I started going on bear walks. But I enjoyed it. And like I quite don't like the fact now that I don't do it as much. But I used to go on bike rides, bear walks.
Yeah.
That think too much. I used to go on a walk and leave my phone indoors. Too deep, think about stuff.
So it
weren't good.
Thoughts.
Weren't good. Just so I could get in my head and analyse my life and think about the good things in my life and the bad. But that's not a good thing to do, bruv. Like that's the main reason.
Don't overcook it.
That's the main reason I was bare in my head in that, bro, because I'd purposely think, oh, like I'd have anxiety and I'd purposely go on a walk to think about the bad things in my life and the good things in my life. Yeah. And more time, but the way my anxiety was in my head.
It was just fueling.
I'd think about the bad things more.
Yeah, I'm like that, bro. You already know. I'm like that. Johnny does love nature. Johnny likes to get him. I remember once when we went Cypress and we found them. What did I take you to? Mountain of Peace.
Monument of Peace, yeah.
And we drive up the quad bikes, bare far. Like,
oh, remember, oh, go all the way up. I just remember, I was so happy.
Go all the way to the top and there's basically just this little cliff and you can see over the whole, like, I can't lie, the view's unreal though.
Unreal.
It's nice, especially in the night when all the lights come on.
Yeah.
You can see it so far down and you've got that sunset.
Dusk. Yeah, dusk for me. Dusk for me is the best time
dusk
of day.
Dusk is good.
Summer dusk, or even like now at the minute when the sky's pink and blue, bruv. Yeah. I sit there at my window and stare at the sky for like half hour.
Yeah, nah, it's nice.
Banging, bruv.
Sitting with that high up little tint was coming down from the sky. Like, oh, Johnny's just there looking there.
Dusk. He's
standing over it, just looking over, going.
just taking it in.
And he'd stand there, no joke, for an hour.
Yeah, just sitting there taking it in, bruv.
And there was a little bench there, weren't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Johnny
would
just sit there, look over that view.
Not even go on my phone.
And then do you know what? I went there bare other times. And then I remember when I went there with Johnny and I thought, do you know what? Fucking hell, like, it's actually
beautiful.
It's actually nice. And I sat there and I was like, this is a good place. And it's quiet, mad quiet.
Yeah.
Think about the amount of times, like just any time in day life, yeah? In just life, where you never hear silence.
I can't lie. Where my sister lives now.
Yeah.
She lives in fucking Chesham, innit?
Yeah.
Round there, it is
dead silent.
Don't hear a thing. It's banging. At night or whenever, when I go see her or whatever, when I come out of her house sometimes, it's literally like, especially at night, in the day as well, but especially at night, it is, you could hear a pin drop.
It is silent.
Like silent.
I don't get that, you know.
And
that's
it's banging.
So sad.
Even where I train boxing, bruv, it's a bit further out countryside. I went there today. That was quiet. It's peaceful, man.
Yeah.
Like where we live, you're worse than me, but where we live, I'm always going to hear a car on the road, always going to hear a train.
Where I am.
I always hear a train, always hear a car.
Yeah. It's something like that, but when you're that high up, that little bit there, I can't lie, you sit back, take it in. Mm. It's nice to have them little breaks, man.
Yeah, you do. And then you give it to 5 minutes, you like that?
Yeah, literally after that, you're like,
oh, why am I on it, bruv? You don't even realise you're doing it.
Nah.
You look scrolling through Insta thinking, why do I care about these people's lives?
Sometimes I put my phone down and pick it straight back up. I can't believe it.
Close Insta, open Insta again.
Tough. Do you know what? Ain't that a mess,
actually
though?
Bad.
Ain't that a mess? Because I actually thought I was the only one that did that, but I'll close it.
You really
and open
ain't.
It. And open it.
They're putting something in them fucking iPhones. Steve Jobs and them, man, bro.
I'll put it down like this. And
must
open
be disintegrating, cracking to our thumbs or something,
bro.
Mum's life. It's actually bad. The serotonin levels. Like my niece, she's 5, yeah, and she's on her iPad, TikTok, like that.
Yeah.
It's like, bruv, that's so bad.
Yeah, my nephew been on that since birth, mate. He's just literally.
How about the fucking new Apple
Vision Pro?
Oh my God, the world's going to shit.
Do you know what? It's gonna
Black Mirror predicted this.
It's gonna be scary in a few years, yeah, when everyone's walking around with it.
And then what? It's normal.
And it's just
normal. Don't let it become normal, please, people.
Yeah, like Do you know what? If you want one, innit?
It is a stunning
grab it.
One.
It's sick.
It's a sick invention. Go Google it now.
Yeah, it's
YouTube
hard.
It. Apple Vision. No, after this video.
Yeah, after this video. If you ain't seen Apple Vision Pro, I can't lie. It's wavy still.
It's basically like VR on steroids.
Yeah. And they use pass-through technology. So you can actually see like the world now and see everything. Like, I could put a screen up here, whatever. Obviously, you lot have seen it.
TVs are going to go out of business.
Yeah, TV's done. A lot of things done. But that, I can't lie, it is cold. But please. I don't have every cunt outside.
Imagine all the introverts. All the introverts just.
Oh, they fuck, they're going to love it.
They're not going to leave. You go on holiday from the VR.
Yeah,
and then
you
can relive. Do you know what I do think is sick, though? I can't lie, because I'm a person that does look at my snap memories and that a lot. I do think a sick feature of it is if you take a picture or a panorama, is that what it's called? That one.
Yeah.
On your iPhone, yeah. When you put on the Apple Vision Pro, you can live in the moment again.
Oh,
and you can
cold.
Look around and you're in that moment.
That's cold.
That's sick.
That's cold.
Imagine you're trying to relive a memory. That's
sick. Yeah. That's cold.
I think that's sick. But like overall.
It's scary if you're wearing it outside every day.
Overall, mate. Like, you can wear it outside
it
as
might,
well.
It might become that, though.
Black Mirror predicted all this. You know what's going to be next? A chip in your head. Watch. 10 years. When did the iPhone come out? 2009? 2007?
Yeah, something like that.
What's that been? 17 years.
But you know what they say about technology? They say like all the developers and that are 10 years ahead
of
where they're supposed to be.
Well, don't you think they knew how to do that on the iPhone 5 years ago?
Yeah, time
if they just done that straight away,
then
they're losing out on money.
Losing out.
So they change a little thing every year
just
to make you think they're progressing. But bruv, they figured that out a time ago.
So it's scary. So even though these things have just come out, they've already got their way to make that into like little wearable lenses.
Yeah, watch, there'll be Apple Vision Pro 2. Yeah. They've already got that ready.
Yeah, they've got that ready to go.
With an improved fucking...
Yeah, smaller, weighs less.
Word.
More like normal, natural. But they done it. That's sitting there in a box.
They're working on three.
Ready to...
They're working on three right now, man. Word.
Yeah, nah, it's no cap. So...
There's going to be some seedy using them.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's the downside to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got the nasty little bastards.
I might get one. I mean.
Nah, genuinely. Yeah. You got the nasty little.
Yeah.
Yeah. VR experience.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be more VR.
All of that.
Beep that. Prawn.
Zorns. That's what I call it.
Zorns. Yeah, they will. They'll start making it, bruv.
VR Zorns. If you know what that is, you know what that is.
Oh, imagine your son's growing up. Yeah. Just don't get out. I'm on my VR. I'm on my Apple Vision, bro.
Room's dark, it stinks.
Word, stinks, bruv. You've been pissing in a bottle.
He's in there, like, yeah.
Mate.
No, but that's what
scabs
it's going
scabs all around
be,
his movie in that, bruv. Never touched a woman. You know what I mean?
Only on VR.
Yeah, only on VR. My VR girlfriend. I got the pixies in my VR girlfriend.
Now, let me tell you something, yeah. No cap, this is real. One time, so I had the Meta Quest, didn't it? The
what's
Facebook
that?
One, the Facebook version.
Oh, right.
The Meta Quest. Yeah. I think I had it, Kenny had it, two of my sisters had it.
We had a foursome.
Nah, a couple of people had it, innit? But basically, that was like the first one that I ever got, yeah? And then...
The VR one.
And I can't lie, it was lit. It's nowhere near what this Apple Pro is now.
But Apple on top, bro.
Yeah, Apple on top. This one had like a little controller in that. You could go around, but you could make your own character and stuff. So there was this thing that I used to go to. It was called Horizon Rooms or something like that. Maybe someone's done it. I don't know. You can tell me. It's called Horizon Rooms, yeah? What is, you go into a lobby with your character and there's stuff going on inside the lobby. Like, people are there in the lobby with their own character. There could be a concert going on live somewhere in the world, but there's like a VR section of it. You could walk into it and watch the concert as it's going on wherever it is in the world, yeah? But there's a VR section. You can literally sit there watching it, yeah? And meet people and talk to people and that, yeah? I was stuck in it. I'll tell you the truth.
You know our serotonin levels are going to go to shit.
No, they're going to go to shit because that's what we're not going to get.
No, people like us will, because I like enjoying the actual moment, but people be like, why am I going to go to that festival when I can just sit
watch
in my yard
VR.
And
yeah, that is, it was real, bro.
That's thinking, mad that people
and
are
then
like
also,
that.
Also, what makes it worse is obviously you're an avatar, innit? You're an avatar. There's a button that you can press on the one of the controllers. I can't remember what one it is, but when you press it, you go into this thing called, I can't remember what it's called. It's like headspace, or it's like your own personal space. It kind of takes you out of the room. And when you're talking to someone, you can actually see what they look like in real life because they upload a profile. You have to upload a picture of yourself, innit? So you can see their avatar, see how they're talking to you. You can press a button. It takes you up. into this little whatever space it is, and you can see the person's picture, what you're talking to.
What?
So sometimes they'll come to me and be like, oh, like a woman will come to me and be like, what's your name? Remember a woman from America came up to me and she's like, oh, what's your name? I was like, oh, Michael, whatever not. She pressed her button and you can tell because they go silent. And then she came back and she's like, oh, Michael, you're kind of cute, whatever. She actually saw my real face.
Mad.
And I was thinking to myself, this is mental.
Apple will probably be shot on top
that's
of that.
That's what I'm saying.
Probably Apple to look at worse. Someone else and probably... they'll be talking like, you can FaceTime with them.
Yeah. And I can, you can see people's actual face. It's fucked.
It's fucked.
No, genuinely.
There has to be a reset soon, surely. There has to be a world reset.
Nah.
It has to be, bruv. We're going too quick, bruv.
We entered recession a couple of days ago.
No, but fuck, I don't mean money-wise.
You mean the world?
I mean, it has to be, well, the Western world.
That's just here,
like, US. The UK is fucked, bruv.
US, UK.
From like, United States, UK. I ain't been, but surely Australia ain't as bad as us.
Australia's on top, man.
Our government's shit. Fucking technology's too advanced. Traffic's murder. Fucking, like, terrible.
It's just so miserable.
So but miserable. Genuinely. We ain't even got sun, like. Yeah, at least they got sun over there in that, sun. Bruv.
I'll be honest.
At least America got sun.
America, Australia, though, I'll be honest, I'd go there.
I've never been, but I need to go.
Oh, fuck. Johnny, when you go, yeah, I've got to come with you, actually. Fucking.
Yeah, you got to show me the ways. Got to show me the ways.
Well, I'll go there. I'd go there for 6 months.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd do 6 months in Asia, I can't lie.
Yeah, you would, innit? I think that's my plan.
But if what I've behind the scenes goes to plan, bruv, then fucking hopefully I can island hop. Get a residency in Dubai, just so I don't have to pay tax, and then just bomb, 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 flying everywhere.
Just
that's
around.
Life, that is. That's how you should be living your life, bruv, in your 20s, bruv.
I can't lie. Just dot around different places, you know what I mean? Mm. Meet different people, do different things, instead of being stuck in the same gaff. It's actually true, man.
Mm.
Bad. We're complaining a lot. This is a very complaining episode. But
I think people will relate. If you're
but
from
people
Britain,
can relate.
If you're from UK, you'll relate to us.
It's actually bad. Why are we complaining? What's a good thing that's happened in this country?
NHS.
No, in the last week.
The last week. Fuck, you know you put on the news, bruv, yeah, and it's bad story after bad story after, oh, this person's been murdered. Oh, there's a recession. It's all just negative. My dad watched it and I go, I beg you turn it off, please, dad. Like, what? Like, we're eating dinner and you're watching some, like, people getting killed or fucking negative stories. But you need to know what's going on in the world. I think, does it not depress you? And then it'll be one good story about fucking... there's been a prize pig at local Yeovil farm. Let's go to the breeder. Oh, you know, I had the pig and you know, I got him. Bruv, he's going to be in a bacon sandwich in the morning, bruv. Like, bruv, that's the positive story.
I'm crying.
And I don't know if there's mum's life, but there's bombs here, people dying. Oh, cancer's risen. There's a new fucking virus. These people get murdered. Look. Oh, but there's a pig that won a prize in Yeovil farm. Oh, fuck me. We've got a lot to smile about here, Danny. Fucking hell, bruv. It's terrible, bruv. And I don't know if it's because bad news sells or because they actually are struggling to find positive news.
No, they're struggling to find good news, bruv. That's why you just got
to worry. It'd be actually stupid stuff. Like, an old family have had their gate repaired by some person that just wanted to do it out of his own art. No one gives a fuck. No one cares, bruv.
No, I'm crying because it's actually mad relatable. It's true. You actually see something... It's such a stupid little sad
repaired story. Their fence from a storm. People are coming together to help repair this old person's fence. Who gives a fuck? No one, bruv.
No, okay.
Cool, good for them. It's nice. Don't be on fucking worldwide news, bruv.
Talk about it now.
You go from the contrast that there's a world news spread virus to, oh yeah, this.
The prize pig is crazy. I said it's a prize pig.
Anything positive, they just make it negative. Soon they're going to be saying toothpaste is bad for you. Toothpaste all these years have been rotting your gums. New study says.
New study says it. Nah, do you know what? It's actually
and they say so they just true. Open a new butterfly farm in fucking Stoke. You know what I mean? New butterflies. No, wait, and there'd be an interview of like a mum and a little kid and like, I like the butterflies. We don't care if you like the butterflies or not, mate. Fuck me. There's a lot going on in the world. I don't give a fuck.
I actually can't take it.
It's
you know?
Jarring,
bruv. You actually got me in a fucking
it's
headlock.
It's jarring, bruv.
Do you know what? It's the prize pick.
It's true though, isn't it? It's true, bruv.
It's a prize pig.
Winning pig. Well, like someone's grown their own biggest courgette, innit? In a vegetable competition. No one gives a fuck. No one cares. No one cares. Oh yeah, it was 2 kilograms. Like, so what, mate? So we've gone from talking about how cancer's getting worse to you've now grown a fucking vegetable, bruv. Mate, Jesus Christ. Is it just UK news?
Nah, it's actually...
No, actually, America's worse, I think. I've sometimes put on CNN.
I've seen them. Or sometimes I see TikToks.
I don't see the good news on there, but the CNN news, they just lie to each other. The news reporters lie to each other. Well, like, you know, this happens. It's a lie.
I've seen some of their news reports on TikTok. Hilarious. I can't lie. Remember, because it's such a big country with a different state news. I can't lie. It's hilarious, bro.
Yeah.
They're funny over it. Oops, sorry, I said
it. It's just to believe it.
They're funny.
We're monetized now. Might be seeing the adverts on here. Yeah, my dad has it on when we're watching dinner, bruv. I had my kitchen extended recently. We got an island in the kitchen now, it's banging. He just puts the news on when we're eating dinner. And I'm just like, I don't even like looking at the telly.
Yeah.
It's like, why are you watching this? That is so negative.
I can't remember the last time I watched it.
All he does is moan about the country. I think, well, you do it yourself. You fucking read the newspaper every day and you watch the news. But all the news is, tonight, the news at 6, this. And all they do is, until 8 o'clock, go over the same stories. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Same stories.
What newspaper does he read as well?
Yeah, The Sun or the Daily Mail.
Proper tabloid.
Yeah, proper tabloid. He says some facts to me. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? You read The Sun, mate.
Yeah. You ain't getting nothing from
That's the most biased fucking, like.
You ain't getting nothing from The Sun. I can't lie.
Yeah. It's not always The Sun, but he'll read like Daily Mail. I don't know what any of them are like, to be fair.
Daily Mail used to be good. Now it's cack.
I don't know what he reads, to be
the
fair.
The Sun is
I've seen The Sun on my account now a couple of times. Yeah.
You still have page 3?
I think they do, but they got bras on now. It's not really page 3, is it? Might as well be page 7. Nah, yeah. It's just defeated the purpose of page 3.
Page 3 used to be it.
Yeah, word.
Used to be a selling point. Yeah, you know, you go get
there's another thing, like, it's not that deep. A girl's getting her raspberries out in the paper. But now it's like, oh, yeah, they're degrading women. They decided to do it. It doesn't bother me, I don't even read the paper, innit? If I wanted to look at some tits, there's easier ways to do it. But, you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
I can't lie, This episode, I've been spun since the pig thing now. That's it. I'm just going to laugh at everything. But yeah, no, you're right still, I guess. Yeah. It's all different now. But yeah,
you do still get them dirty ones, though. I'm sure I've seen them in the shops. And is it like the proper like football man's like... Daily Star? Daily Sports, something
Daily
like that?
Daily Star was the same as Sun.
And you literally see there's bare, just naked chicks in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, sometimes you get them actual just magazines that are...
You have to be a bit old school to like that. Like, I'm so desensitized. If a girl's got a top off in a picture, it doesn't do a lot for me. I can't. Shit.
Yeah.
Don't do a lot for me, bruv.
Don't give a fuck.
I really don't. You have to be black. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they just appreciate them rather than actually getting the yawn. You know, I was thinking as well the other day, yeah. I might say this. Fuck it. Singing the other day, yeah. My older brother, obviously, he's before social media, his generation and that. Bruv, we was having a funny conversation about. I'm wanking all that, yeah. We're just having a laugh, whatever. And he was saying he didn't even say it. I was just thinking, back in the day, them porn mags the people used to have must have been stuck together, pages stuck, that would have been jank, bruv. You know what I mean? That's disgusting.
What, because obviously there's
imagine
no
lending your mate a porn mag. Why would you take that?
Is that what
to do? They must have done, bruv. Yeah, but look at this one, it's pictures, bruv. And you're spunking on a fucking like laminate page. Definitely gets all sticky. There's jank. I mean, I don't know. I've never fucking had a jostle over a porn mag, but like, must have, innit? I'm assuming.
Maybe innit, if you've lent it, but I want to know if they lent it to their mates or not.
What about that shop we passed the other day when we come out of here? It was, we buy any porn.
Yeah.
Any.
But it was
non-consensual.
It was a black shop and it painted out black.
And we first looked at it and we thought, are they mean gold?
Like,
and then you look at it again, it's ORN.
Second hand shop.
And there's that sex mags.
And there's
the
sex
thing.
Mags there.
That's just one CD brayer in it. You go in there and it like just anything, I'll take anything for it. Anything.
Shit.
How much you want for this? I'll take it. No, you give me
none of it. But what does he do with them?
I think we know he
does. Oh, yeah, but then he's got a whole shop open. Surely there's some exchange of some sort.
He definitely looks like old Savile, doesn't he?
But then there's probably some people that go in that shop to think there's some old pieces that I definitely want to get back. Do you know what I mean? Like, I remember
proper
that,
like old school VH tapes proper, and that,
innit? Yeah, like VH tapes.
Wow, innit? Like old background tracks and that Airy Muff and that, love.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, I wonder if he's got this in, you know what I mean? And he's got a copy of it and he's saying it for the high. He's putting peas on that. He's like, listen, you want this tape? This ain't found anywhere. You can't get this online. Serious though. He's got
VHS thing.
Yeah, proper.
You know what I mean? Keep blacking out from the black and white.
Yeah. He's got them in his shop.
Word. And he ain't sending them.
He ain't sending them. And if he is, he's copied the shit out of them anyway.
All covered in his kids. Everything in that shop's covered in his children, bruv. His unborn children.
Oh, mate. Nah, let's end it there.
Yeah, let's end it there because this guy done a bad
one.
Guy left. But yeah, I've been Johnny.
Yeah, I've been Michael.
Hope you enjoyed yourselves. Join us next week, Wednesday, 4 p.m. See you later.
See ya. It went left at the end.